Listening part 1, you will listen to a short lecture twice and mark the best answer for questions 1 to 4.
Listen to a lecture about climate change. What is discussed in the lecture?
So you've probably heard about climate change, but what changes are happening? The Earth has become warmer by about 1 degree Celsius since 1880. Why should we care about a 1 degree difference? In the past, when the temperature dropped by 1 or 2 degrees, the Earth was put into the Little Ice Age, which lasted from the 14th to the mid-19th century. Europe and North America experienced years of long winters, leading to poor crops and people dying of hunger. So, as temperature increases, ice is melting faster, and sea levels are rising.
Now, listen to the talk again.
Listen to a lecture about climate change. What is discussed in the lecture?
So, you've probably heard about climate change, but what changes are happening? The Earth has become warmer by about 1 degree Celsius since 1880. Why should we care about a 1 degree difference? In the past, when the temperature dropped by 1 or 2 degrees, the Earth was put into the Little Ice Age, which lasted from the 14th to the mid-19th century. Europe and North America experienced years of long winters, leading to poor crops and people dying of hunger. So, as temperature increases, ice is melting faster, and sea levels are rising.
Listening part 2. Let's listen to the rest of the lecture twice and decide whether the sentences are true T or false F.
In the future, some places will face more deadly storms and floods, while other places will experience more heat waves and wildfires. Most scientists agree that the cause of climate change is because of human activity. Burning fuel, which produces greenhouse gases for electricity and transportation, is the main cause. These gases trap the sun's heat. Cutting down forests also contributes to global warming because trees help reduce the amount of carbon dioxide. CO2 is the most common greenhouse gas. Forests also trap water during heavy rainfall and slow down speed of water flowing into rivers. This helps to reduce flooding. So what should we do?
Now, listen to the talk again.
In the future, some places will face more deadly storms and floods, while other places will experience more heat waves and wildfires. Most scientists agree that the cause of climate change is because of human activity. Burning fuel, which produces greenhouse gases for electricity and transportation, is the main cause. These gases trap the sun's heat. Cutting down forests also contributes to global warming because trees help reduce the amount of carbon dioxide. CO2 is the most common greenhouse gas. Forests also trap water during heavy rainfall and slow down speed of water flowing into rivers. This helps to reduce flooding. So what should we do?
This is the end of the listening test. Good luck.